So Narad Muni and Shakuni both seem to create conflict. So what is the difference between the two? Yeah, it is primarily in terms of intent. You know, why are we doing a particular thing? So that way we can say in the Mahabharata classic example is there that Arjuna is shooting arrows, Duryodhana is shooting arrows. But there is a world of difference in consciousness, in motivation, in intention. So Narad Muni, whatever he is doing it for the service of the Lord. Whereas Shakuni is doing it for his own interests. Shakuni actually, there are multiple stories told in the background, but the primary reason was that when Bhishma came to seek the hand of the Gandhar princes for the Kuru king, at that time he expected that Gandhari will be married to Pandu, because Pandu was going to be the king. And Bhishma thought that he had approached first, so in a family, first the older brother gets married, then the younger brother gets married. And Gandhari was first approached, so he had Gandhari married to Dhritarashtra. And Shakuni had his own political purposes. He thought that if my sister is the queen of the Kuru dynasty, then my power and my position will increase. And because of that, when he saw that she was married to Dhritarashtra, not to Pandu, he felt that he and his own dynasty had been slighted. Now Gandhari accepted it gracefully. Now the hunger for power is such that Shakuni got angry, Gandhari was not angry. Gandhari accepted. And because of that grudge, that became a burning resentment, and he felt that I will topple and destroy those who are dear to Bhishma, and in that way I will take revenge. And he wanted to get Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra to grab power so that he would have power. So Shakuni's manipulations were motivated by anger and selfishness, whereas Narad Muni's, whatever he does, that is actually inspired by the Lord for the sake of the service of the Lord and for the sake of doing good to all. So there's a world of difference between the two. Thank you. Any other questions?